I want to acknowledge what I said to you last night. I need the testimonies to come in. I had a visitation from the Lord that a flood of economic wealth is about to hit the scene. And I think these testimonies have something to do with it. What's the Lord doing for you? That's $1,000 right there. What the Lord is doing for you, what these teachings are doing for you, what the anointing are doing for you. And I welcome my friends from Canada. Yeah, y'all came over to be with us. Thank y'all so much for coming. And may your trip not be in vain. And then we crossed, you know, everybody due to come to Jason's bishop meeting. He crossed the country all the time. Yeah, everybody due to come there. I texted one of my men this morning. I said, no, this can't happen. We got to be at these meetings. Got to be at these meetings. Oh, yeah, we got to be at these meetings. Luke, I think the 12 is based on Luke 9. I think it's the 51st verse. It talks about 50, you know, we're talking about in the aspect that you say you're going to follow.
Right. Yes, apostle.
Let the dead bury the dead.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
You take care of my business, I'll take care of yours. Right. Yeah, oh yeah. We have to know that. We have to know it's so powerful.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
And then when I talk about that, I'm not talking about secondhand information.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I know how to follow, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, that's why I am where I am.
Right.
How to follow. I see Lloyd. Lloyd had to come across the country to be here, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness.
Right.
And yeah, like I said, Jason do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bishop Jason.
Yeah.
But Jason to me.
Yeah.
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 Lord, good, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Powerful truth this morning from God's word. I had a visitation from the Lord this morning in prayer. Some things were said to me that I'm going to say to you. So, my child, and I will escort you into my abundance.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Okay. Sowing is a divine plan of my kingdom, which cannot be drained or ever live in a drought. My sowing plan is to flood you out with blessings that you cannot explain. Many will come and many will go, but I command you to stay in the flow.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.
When sowing get deep down in your soul, you will begin to live in my wealth as the men of old.
Yes.
As Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, etc. Your sowing opens gates, doors, and windows of my harvest into your life.
Yeah. Wow.
That all may see and know that I am your God.
Yes.
Adventures, money adventures is about to hit your life. Advancing adventures and financial acceleration are about to lift you into higher living. I'm about to have a financial showing in the earth realm. And I want you to know this will be a sore show.
Wow.
Thank you, Father.
If you're going to participate in it.
Wow.
And I heard this The financial mosquito can't bite.
Wow.
If you don't keep your hands shut so tight. Develop strong hand of sowing, and I will see to it that your harvest be right.
Amen.
Just lift your hand and praise God for that. I think that's beyond prophecy. I think that's a word of wisdom of what happened, going to happen to these sowers in the days to come. God, let us look into the future, and we're so thankful, and we praise his name for it. Amen. I say we're so thankful, Father, and thank, praise your name for it. I say we're so thankful, and we praise his name for it. Now, you have to get the MP3 to hear that whole thing. You know, I can know you couldn't keep a cartilage shikotai, vetele monko shikete shkona. I know you couldn't hold on to all of it while you were listening, but listen at it over and over again. Because there's many things the Spirit of God is saying to the church at this hour, to those who are listening. To who are listening. It's coming from under the bottom and going beyond the top. Now, Father, we ask you to open our understanding this morning for your word. For your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Shake hands with two or three people, and you may be seated. I didn't say move in with them. Let's go. You may be seated. In Mark chapter 12, it's one of the highest lessons on sowing, but it looked like it's not. Mark chapter 12. There in verse 41. There are some lessons in there that need to be learned. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. There came a certain poor widow. She threw in two mice, a couple of pennies, which make a furthering. And he called. Now Jesus said, I'm going to teach him a lesson here now, verse 3. And he called his disciples and said to them, verily I say unto you, learn this lesson, that this poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For they cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had. Mm-hmm. And then he emphasized again, even all her living.
Yeah,
she gave it all, right?
Yeah.
Now, there was a insight there I had to write down. I don't see where I wrote it at, but it's so important. In the common English Bible, that 44th verse there, common English Bible, all of them are given out of their spare change. But she, from her hopeless poverty, has given everything she had, even what she needed to live on.
Wow.
Powerful.
Yes.
See, they was rich, they was giving out that spare change.
Right, right, right.
But this woman really was giving out of all that she had. That's a powerful statement. Again, I think for my second time ministering from this aspect of sowing, but I couldn't get away from it, but it was such a powerful revelation. I need to teach it about 25 times. The secrets of sowing beyond your ability.
Uh-huh.
Write that down. The secret of sowing beyond your ability. Notice this statement. People are having financial problems because they are sowing by budget. They set up. They got a budget where they sow from. They don't. They don't listen to the Holy Ghost, because he might say sow all.
Right, yes, sir.
Most of the time when he's trying to get you somewhere, he want to know what you step out
right,
there.
Right, yes, sir.
Do you really trust the seed?
Yeah.
And let me say it another way. Do you really trust the seed principles?
Yeah.
Or do you really trust the seed system?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you cannot just sow on a budget because here's what happened. Because they're sown by a budget. Budget sowing produces budget living. Now, yeah, you reap what you sow.
Yeah.
Now, listen to me, my brothers and sisters. Soil does not live by budget.
Right, right.
No, when the manifestation starts flowing after a protracted period of time where God find out he can trust you.
Right, that's right.
That's good.
Yeah. See, because if you don't trust God, God cannot
trust you.
See, sowing is training ground of who God can trust with the wealth he really want to send out into his realm. Because if you don't sow, S-O-W, your soul can't handle it.
Yes, sir.
The money that would come in.
Right.
And so the sowing is to train you that you can handle the money when it come in. There's no limit when one have a real revelation about kingdom sowing.
Yeah, no limit.
There's no limit when you have a real revelation about kingdom sowing. What did I say?
No limit.
And you need to eat that now. You need to eat this because I'm talking from experience as well as revelation.
Yeah.
I'm where I am financially. That's why I keep testifying.
Yes.
Because I'm a bona fide soul. Still is today.
Yes, sir.
Still is today. You'll be surprised how much my wife and I sow in a month.
Yeah,
yeah.
Come on,
Pastor. Yeah, I mean, it gives you chills.
Yeah, chill. Come on, Pastor.
But we wasn't doing that all the time, but we learned that God's word is sure and that you can't forget when God rises you up.
Right.
The higher you go, the more you sow.
Come on, Pastor.
The higher you go, the more you sow.
Yeah.
So we need wisdom about sowing.
Yeah.
Let me say a few things to whet your appetite in the aspect. The secret of all financial power or achievement and all possession depend upon your understanding of a seed.
Yes, sir.
You must become conscious of the power of a seed. There are things that have been concealed about the seed that are being revealed now. Let me tell you some of the things before I get to the first point today. Let me give you some points before the first point.
Yes.
And, oh my, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm going to give you a preview of what I'm going to teach you. What the result's going to be. You will never see financial defeat again. Wave at it and tell it bye. The principles you're going to learn, you will never say, I will never see financial defeat again. And it doesn't matter what the case is. It doesn't matter how long you've been going through it.
Yes,
it doesn't matter how long you've been trying to get out. It doesn't matter how many prayers you have prayed. It doesn't matter how many confessions you have made. On the basis of what I'm about to tell you, what the Lord said to me, you will never see financial defeat again. And another thing, I see you being a treasure for God in the earth realm. See yourself being a treasure for God. Because that's all we are. I mean, no matter how much you got, I talk about how much you have, but I'm just a treasure for God.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
What I'm about to teach you this morning all your seed will begin to manifest in harmony with the will of God. Easy and early money are moving at the same time and cannot be stopped. Now, I know we all can identify with this next one. I'm just getting ready for the lesson I'm about to teach. Every money test you have failed, every money test you have failed will turn into a money testimony at this time. $1,000 check he laid up there. So I watch, I see them check. And then, on the base of this teacher this morning, the secret of sowing beyond your ability, and you see that woman in Mark sold all she had, I decree that all financial gates are open in your favor. I declare myself. No, see, no, I'm activating these things. See, this is not a poem I'm reading. I'm speaking out of an agency who have sent me.
Yes. Come on.
So when I say it, the agency caused it to come to pass.
Yes, sir.
I'm not saying good things to make you feel good. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about action in your life.
Yes, sir.
So the gates are open.
The gates are open.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Open.
The gates are open. Wide open. The gates are open. Yeah, she come. The gate. She said the gates are open. Look. Look how she's so. She got a little ribbon. She said, thank you for teaching. Stack $100. Gates are open. She a soul. All right, now. Let's go to work. You ready? Be seated. There are three secrets in sowing that I have to share with you. Three secrets in sowing. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. First secret. God gives unlimited seed to the sower. As you train him, he's raising you up as a sower. He is responsible for the seed.
Yes, sir.
Now, he that ministers seed to the soul, both minister bread for your food. See, he feeds you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, and multiple, see, he feeds you. He take care of the bill.
Yeah.
Because he know you're in debt.
Right.
So he take care of that while you're sowing. Yeah, he'll take care of it.
Yes,
I know personally. And multiply the seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness.
Yeah.
So the Lord gives the seed for you to sow.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pray about the seed.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle. Wow. Come on, Apostle.
You don't have to pray.
Right.
If the Lord, you don't have to pray about the seed. You start sowing. If it was, he said, pray that I can give you some seed.
Right.
No. He said, now he didn't minister seed to the soil.
Yeah.
So when he recognized that you are soil, the seed got to come.
Yes,
so that's all in the training. Say that. That's all in the training. Say it again. That's all in the training. All right, so now remember that God gives unlimited seed to the soil.
That's right.
Why? He wants the soil to have unlimited harvest.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
See? Yeah. See, he can the soil.
Yeah.
See, every time he is $100 every time he sowed. Unlimited seed. So I decree today, if you want to be a bona fide sower, you're going to have unlimited seed to sow.
Thank you, Lord.
That means you're going to have unlimited money. That means you're going to have unlimited harvest in your life. Because souls cannot be broke. And this next one is so important. This next one, I'm telling you, there are three key secrets in sowing. The first secret is God give unlimited seed. Secondly, carnally, you can't sow. Mentally, you're not going to be able to sow. Sensually, you're not going to be able to sow like God wants you to sow. Sowing is a spiritual entity. And you're going to have to be led by the Spirit. So let's look at the second one. There's a sowing grace provided for you. There's a sowing, 2 Corinthians. Turn there, we got to look at this. 2 Corinthians. There's a sowing grace. You see, people just trying to sow.
Right.
Yeah.
But they got to recognize there's a sowing grace that God has released for you, that it doesn't matter what condition you in at that given time, that grace will give you the anointing to step out of that place and start headed where God wants you to be. Even though you don't have things together financially. But now you're walking by faith. You're walking in an anointing. You're walking in a grace. And you're sowing. You don't care what the other person's saying.
That's right.
Nobody can stop you now. You have the insight, I got this thing. And you're going with it. And you know, I mean, 2 Corinthians 8. Oh my God. I love this chapter. Because you have people sowing beyond their ability. You have people sowing, let me say it contrary, like they're out of their mind. And I guess to sow, you got to get out your natural mind. Because your natural mind says, but you got to pay this. Hold up. And it won't keep you paying the rest of your life. There's a place you don't have to pay. You don't have no bill. These people, these people are an example of grace sowing. What kind of sowing is that?
Grace
sowing. Write it down. Grace sowing. Let your sowing stay in grace. So the Holy Spirit can talk to you about sowing. Because if you don't, you're going to try to sow from your senses. And it's not going to work. No, because your senses are going to talk to you. You're going to be out of your mind.
Right.
You need this $80, baby. You can't sow this today. Notice these people sowing under this grace, what type of attitude they had. Moreover, the first verse, 2 Corinthians 8. Moreover, brethren, we do you the witness of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Lord, bestow that grace in here this morning. But what kind of grace? That's a $500 check. What kind of grace is this? These people have needs. They're hurting financially. But yet with great joy, cheerfully, they begin to sow. This is not normal. They couldn't do it on their own. So you see, notice, witness of the grace. It got to be the grace of sowing.
Yes,
because that's all they're doing in this chapter.
See?
We are receptors of God's grace in every aspect of our life. And this one have been the greatest financial challenges have my 44 years of being in ministry. Financial challenges have been the greatest thing that the body of Christ on the other side of sickness and disease, the greatest thing the body of Christ have been dealing with. Oh, we front and put on shirt and tie and dresses, but yet the money not there. Don't come here. I know where I'm from. I know where I came from. So it's my job to face you up. To tell you that God is not going to do this by himself. Did you hear that? Not only grace, you got to sow in faith.
Right.
And I'm going to say something that the word of faith people are going to jump off the bus, But you got to feel it when you're sold. You got to put some feeling in your song. I said you got to put some feeling in your song. I'm sowing this. Yeah. Don't just cast it in. Sow with expectations.
That's right.
So expecting a visitation. So in activation. You saw it. You're causing something to happen.
Yeah.
Don't just put your money in the bucket or put it on the altar. Seed, go and do what you're supposed to do. Command the seed. I said the seed, oh, y'all might leave me today. The seed commands God's hand. Command ye me. So do what I tell you to do. Every time you do what I tell you to do, I'm obligated. My word will not return to me void. If I put it out there, if you do it, I'm obligated to make it happen like I told you. I'm not God. You start your money flow. Not no company. Not no government. You start it. Stay in there long enough sowing them seeds. Stay in there. Fight. Fight the soul. Whoa. Fight the soul. Fight the soul. Fight the soul. $1,000 check. Fight the soul. See, most Christians are fighting the old. You're trying to get more credit. But you need more seed. You sow enough, your credit goes over. Now, the only credit you do is if you see something that costs $300,000 you want and you don't want to spend that kind of money now, you just go ahead and get it and get the credit. And then people say, oh, we got them. They're going to pay it. And you walk in there one day and say, I think I come in to pay it all.
Yeah.
2 months later. Because your seed doesn't call for harvest to come in to pay it all. Now, I want you to say this with some unction. I think I'm going to pay a few things off today. I'm in the glory here for it. and a few things in my mind is all things. Hallelujah. So here just how that in. Look at the second verse. Look at the second verse because, you know, I've been through it. I know what it is. I know what financial storms are.
Yes, sir.
I know what getting by means. I know when your nose is right above the water, one slip, one rock, you're going under. I know that. I understand that. I'm not preaching. I'm not, you know, I didn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I know how this thing go, man. So I can relate to you, and I can and let the Holy Ghost reveal some things to you. And then let the anointing work. Let the anointing work. Let the anointing work. Not only there's a grace of soul, there's an anointing of soul. Let the anointing flow. That's a sowing anointing. That destroy financial yokes. Notice these people. How then great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy, second voice, and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches. What is voice? You know, it don't even make sense if you don't have no revelation. Look what it says. See yourself if you're there. How then the great trial of affliction, and that's a money affliction, the abundance of their joy. What? And their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Now, you know what they're saying? Huh? If you hear the voice of the Lord today, you become rich right now. A sower is rich before the money show up. I just saw that.
That's right.
When you get the revelation of sowing, you become rich on the spot.
Yeah.
Look at the voice. Look at the voice. The Holy Ghost talking. Look at the voice. Everyone under the sound of my voice can become rich right now. If they yield to the grace of sowing, you become a rich man and a rich woman right now. Because God can't lie. Say it, I'm rich right now. Yeah, because we can keep waiting for the money to show up. You don't have to wait for the money to show up to be rich. Revelation is richer than money. Once you get the revelation, rich have showed up. Because God is not a man that he should lie. I don't want to holler. He said it, he'll make it good. Lord, I won't teach. I don't want to holler this morning. But I tell you, you'll make me holler. That's $500 check. I just got that revelation. The liberty of their, he said, the riches of their liberality. So the riches of their liberality. You know what we said about riches last night, right?
Right. Right.
Yes, sir. Well.
You have to get there by faith before you get there literally.
Right. That's right. That's
right. See, God can't trust you with that unless you first trust him.
Yeah.
Wait, let's get this now. Let's get this.
Right.
See, sowing is a trusting test. Because if you don't sow, you're not going to be able to handle the harvest.
Yeah. Yeah.
So God had to put a way in it to protect you.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
That you trust him. Because if you mess around and get a harvest without sowing, you're not going to be able to handle it.
Right, yes, sir. That's right.
That's good.
So by revelation, across the world and in this place, every one of us has been made rich this morning.
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Now religion and tradition and the natural mind will tell you you're not.
Yeah.
Come on, Apostle.
But if you're a sower, you're rich.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because God can't lie.
Right.
It's only a matter of time.
Right.
You sow every seed the Lord tell you sow, where he tell you sow it,
it's over.
You don't have to do no foolish sowing.
Right.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Trying to prove nothing.
Yeah. Right.
Because the mighty Holy Spirit will lead you what to sow and where to sow and how much to sow.
Yes, sir.
Bless the Holy Ghost, my financial partner. Say it. I heard her say it. The Holy Ghost this morning become your sowing partner. Write that down. The Holy Ghost is my sowing partner. He knows Saul. He knows Saul. There will be no unbalanced sowing the rest of your days. Nobody gonna take your money. You're gonna have checks and balance. In your spirit, check and balance in your soul.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit said, no, don't sow right there.
Yeah.
Don't sow there.
Yeah.
They're talking a lot, but don't sow nothing.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
They're talking a lot, but don't
Come
sow
on.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And there, if there ever comes someone telling you about an emergency seed, don't sow it.
Yeah. Right.
You got 5 minutes. Don't sow it.
Yeah.
No.
No, because you're messing your mind up. You're trying to make you do something right quick.
Yeah.
You got 10 minutes. The limit's gonna run out. 9, 8, they're going up. And so they got the pressure on you, and you run up and sold $600. No, don't sow it then.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Sir.
Sir.
Sir. Yeah, that's wisdom, and that stopped them charlatans.
Yeah, sir.
They're trying to get money out of your pocket.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just on the second one, man. Second one on the number one. So y'all just read, you're looking at a seventh verse of this opening of 2 Corinthians 8. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and all diligence in your love to us. And you see what he say here? See that you abound in this grace also. What grace? The grace of sowing. It started out in the first verse. He said he bestowed the grace upon the churches of Macedonia. We know that's a sowing grace. And then he says, see that you have all the gifts of the Spirit, word of knowledge, prophecy, speaking in tongues. He says, see that you abound in this grace. See, all those are grace. Praying in the Spirit is a grace. He said, but we emphasize those graces. He says, see that you abound in this grace also. Now, these three keys, secrets in sowing, God give unlimited seed to the soul. There's a sowing grace provided for you. We see that, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, God, number three, God is the supplier of the harvest.
Yes, he is.
2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8, Philippians 4, I answer that. 15 through 19. I might do like the movies do and say, turn your telephone.
Yes,
God is the supplier of the harvest, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 6 through 8. And then Philippians 4, we talked about Philippians last night, 15 through 19. It's good sowing environment there.
Yes,
I'm just going to read one, 2 Corinthians 9, since we're close to it, because I want to give you some more points here.
Yes, mm-hmm.
All right, open your hands up. Our Lord, let the glory come in this place. Let your manifested presence be here. As we go through your word, let a glory atmosphere be here so we can create supernatural finance. Hallelujah. All right, now, God is the supply of the harvest. Then 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. You ready? But this I say, the Apostle Paul said, he was sowed sparingly shall reap also sparingly. Now, that's based on where you are now.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's based on where you are. And he was sowed bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Now, until the Lord sent the prophetic word money coming in the body of Christ,
yeah,
we were not sowing
right,
like we're sowing now.
Yes, sir.
And you know, men don't want to face it, but that's all over the world.
Right.
See, money coming have touched the whole world in foreign countries.
Yeah.
People are sowing now who never sowed before.
Yeah.
And they're sowing amounts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't hear people walking up giving $1,000 checks, sowing $1,000 checks.
Right.
I got $26,000 in my pocket now, come from Bishop. $1,000 personally from his wife.
Yeah.
People don't just sow. Just sold. People wasn't sowing like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All these ministers connecting me, their altars are full of finances.
Yes.
People walking up to them.
Yes. Yes,
you go to Dan Church, you got to wait an hour for them. Just coming, they come. There they come.
That'll make it
30,000. That'll make it
30,000
right there. You see what I'm saying?
Glory.
People, now you never seen this. Preachers crying. Got some preachers looking at, oh Jesus. Well, they won't follow though. They won't follow like these boys do. They won't follow. That's an anointing here. This is from God.
Yes.
Something getting on you this morning.
Yes,
you see this money?
Yes.
Huh? You know what it's saying? This the way it can come to you.
Yes.
You know what he know? You know what he know? The stack gonna be four times bigger when he come back.
Yes.
He know that.
Yes, sir.
He know that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He know that.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle. He know that. He know that. Has another role. He know that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now I will say to you something the Lord gave me years ago. Now I believe you can hear me. It's easy to have plenty of money.
Yes, sir.
Say it.
It's easy to have plenty of money.
Yeah, I want to kill every dog been barking at you in your finances, telling you where you're from, what color your skin is, what side of the track you live on, what your education is. And nothing to do with what I'm talking about. No, I'm talking about grace. That has no respect of person. Say it again. Say it. It's easy to have plenty of money. See, your spirit and your soul need to hear that. And your conscience need to hear that. Your imagination need to hear that. Your memory need to hear that. Your will need to hear that. Your desire need to hear that. Your soul need to be soaked in the fact that it's easy, because I'm a child of God. It's easy to have plenty of money. Knock yourself out. Enjoy yourself. And praise God. It's easy. Easy to have plenty of money. What did I say?
It's easy.
Tell somebody next to you. Then tell them, I see you with plenty of money. I see you with plenty of money. $750, a good check. I see you with plenty of money. Come on. Tell somebody else, I see you with plenty of money. I don't care what the devil say. I don't care what the religious people say. I don't care what tradition say. I see you with plenty of money. I don't care. They said they over there talking about, I see you with plenty. I see you with plenty of money. And those who have any contest with this, I see you broke. Well, you did it.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
You gonna criticize us? I see you broke.
Yeah.
Wow. I prophesize your brokenness. If that's what you want me to prophesy. Yeah. I'm trying to tell the people what God told me to tell them. You don't want it.
Suffer.
Wow. Glory to God. Somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. For the Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. 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 Amplified, 8th voice of that chapter. Amplified voice. Eight voice of 2 Corinthians 9, 8. Amplified. Put it on the board so we can see it. You got the amplified of it? 9 and 8. Let me see it. 2 Corinthians 9, 8. Whew. Look at this thing. And God is able to make all grace, every favor. Look what kind of blessing he said. He didn't say heavenly.
Come on, man. Make it plain.
Earthly blessing. Watch. Money coming. Come in abundance. Not to your neighbor.
Yes, sir.
To you.
Yes. Lord.
Why, Lord? So that you may always, under all circumstances, regardless of the need, have complete sufficiency. In everything. Somebody dance quick. Somebody dance. Somebody dance. Oh, Lord. Complete sufficiency in everything. 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 I see myself having complete sufficiency in everything. I see myself having complete sufficiency in everything. All I want, all I desire, all I can imagine, all I dream. Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
Well, do a little jig right now. Do a little jig. See yourself there. Tell God you believe it. 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 I believe. I believe. I believe. I receive. Stir up the gift that's in you. Stir as a gift. Stir it up. The gift of being rich. The gift of being blessed finally. Straight up.
Glory.
I'm not going to let nobody praise God in my place. I'm going to praise in myself. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm not going to let God praise God in my place. I'm going to praise in myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Write this down. You may be seated. One time I told people, you may be seated. Somebody said, how? All right, get this. Sowing your best seed will always have divine backing to protect your outcome. Matthew 26. Sowing your best seed will always have divine backing to protect your outcome.
Yep, yep.
Because you have religious people always making crank shots at you. Because you're sore.
Yep. Yeah.
And they want to try to direct your seed into the poor.
Right. Come on, Apostle.
I listened to that this morning. A man, a company wanted to check out when a person's soul is not right. If they haven't gone through the sowing process, if you give them money, what they would do with it. And they give the old boy, they finally went to check him out, and the boy was living in California under the bridge, and they finally give him they put $100,000 in one of the garbage disposals he went to check every morning.
Yeah.
And he found that bag with the $100,000, and in less than a year time, he was broke again.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody was talking about, he ain't had no understanding. Somebody was talking about they needed a truck. He said, I'll buy you one.
Yeah.
So he bought them a truck. Then he decided he gonna buy him one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it right there.
Then he had a girlfriend, he started buying her stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm on $100,000.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a lot.
But he didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Got his teeth fixed.
Mm-hmm. Spent it all.
Yeah. And then he spent it all. Mm-hmm. But the bank had talked him into getting a credit.
Wow.
Because he had that money now.
Yeah.
So he took that. So instead he ended up $40,000 in debt.
Yeah.
Back under the bridge.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know what to do with it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Come on, Apostle.
I would not want the money that the Lord had me handling now had not I gone through the training program.
Right, sir.
That's very good.
Right now I know it's his money.
Yeah, right.
And I know it's not just spending, it's sending.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Then in Matthew 26, you remember the woman with the alabaster box?
Yes, sir.
And she pulled that perfume over. I'm going to make you boys come sit up front there. Y'all laughing and talking. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying.
Yeah, come on.
Mm-hmm. Poured that pressure perfume, because y'all need to hear this. I mean,
yes, sir.
I'm not going to be here to preach to you always. You need to catch a hold of this yourself.
That's right.
I can make you comfortable.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be with you always.
Yeah.
You have to learn.
Yeah.
Now, these boys, y'all got to learn.
Yes,
see,
sir.
That's $2,000 check. Yeah. But she poured that precious perfume all on Jesus, and religious broke out.
Yeah.
Religious spirit broke out.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
They said he should have given it to the poor.
Right. Yep.
And Jesus made a statement, the poor beats you always.
Yeah.
Because some people, just like they made the $100,000, they're not going to make them correct. They don't care what you give them.
Right.
They're going to go right back and be poor.
Right. Wow.
If you can't teach them to sow,
they're
going to stay poor.
That's right.
Okay, how much you give them?
Yeah.
And the money going to get away from them.
That's right.
And so there's divine backing. The Lord said, everywhere this gospel is preached, this woman's name going to be made. Leave this woman alone with your religious self.
Yeah.
My wife said when the Lord come to understand how stupid they were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It took the Lord a while
to
understand. They didn't know. She didn't know. They didn't know what the woman was doing.
Wow.
Now, write this down. Jesus, sowing your best seed would always have divine backing it to protect you.
Yes, sir.
Your outcome. I said that right.
Yes, sir.
And you know Zechariah 8:12 is there too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The seed shall be prosperous.
Yeah.
Zechariah 8:12 is a producing voice.
Yes,
they talk about the seed. They talk about the dew from heaven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talking about the fruit.
Yeah.
Zechariah 8:12.
Yes,
I'm not even going to that because I got a few more things I want to say to you. Mm-hmm. Now, the woman in Mark 12, I want to make a statement about her, the woman who sold her last, and this you need to hear this. Jesus watches over the seed that is sown from the heart.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes sir.
So you got to sow with some hearts. You just can't sow with money.
Yeah.
You got to sow with hearts, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then there in 1 Kings, I just have to tell you some of these scriptures. You know, you're familiar with them. 17:9-16. God will send Saul to you to get you out of your situation.
Come on, Dad.
Now we're seeing he does not only provide the seed and the grace to sow it, but God is so good. He provides the sow.
That's right.
For you to sow in.
That's right.
Thank you, Father.
Is that a good God?
Thank you, Father.
He provides the faith, the grace, the seed, and the sow, and the harvest.
Yes, sir. That's right.
So I was given this some time ago. I was reading in Zechariah. And I kept looking at, turn to Zechariah, we need to see this. I kept looking at the aspect of sowing. I got an index Bible. I don't know all the books in the Bible. Good for you. Zechariah 8:9. This just stood out to me. Thus said the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong. And you see the Lord, what he told me, he said, let your hand be strong, sowing hand.
Yeah.
Right. Because he repeated that again. What verse he repeated in that? Let's see, 13. Verse 13. He says, song, that's the first lady song again. Yeah. In verse 13, you with me?
Yeah.
Come on, class, don't go to sleep on me.
Yeah.
The end of verse 13, but let your hands be strong.
Yeah, right.
Wait a minute now. So let your hand be strong, sowing hand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right.
Right. That's right.
Are you hearing me? Now we have the admonishment or the instruction or the revelation. God is not marked. Therefore, a soul will never be marked.
Yes.
With limitation, no lack. Galatians 6:7-9, God is not marked. Whatever man sows, what he said, that should he also reap. And then it takes wisdom, understanding, faith, and courage to be a sower.
Yes.
And never turn back to the world system again.
Yes,
see, sowing takes you off the world system.
Yeah.
See, but the Lord's wisdom, the Lord's understanding, the Lord's faith, the Lord give you courage to be a sower and never turn back to the world system again. Matthew 13:23 and Mark 4:20. Never turn back again. Jesus was a seed trainer.
Yes, sir.
He taught us about the different type of soil there in Matthew 13. See, not only the seed got to be good, the soil got to be right.
Yes, sir.
I'm almost through, children.
Yes, sir.
I see your finances flowing above your life standard into a level of blessing brought only to a sower who trusts God in their stewardship of sowing.
Yes, sir.
I decree the winds of circumstances will not dictate to you when to sow. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Sixth verse says you don't know what seed. I still don't know. What seed brought you out? You got to sow like you're out your mind. And let God handle when the big finale gonna show up. You couldn't handle it, so God is surprised you. When you look up, you're out. You hear me tell a story. My wife, I'm walking across the floor in our bedroom. My wife stopped me. She said, "Do you know you're a millionaire?" I had no idea. I'm just doing the commission, doing what God tell me to do, sowing the seed. And I said, "No." She said, "Well, you are." Now that's many, many years ago, many, many millions ago. But it's a sowing system.
Yes, sir.
See, I tell you the truth, I got to the point that I never got discouraged.
That's right.
I never questioned God. I just sowed like I was out of my mind. I wasn't so hooked up on the harvest. I was more hooked up. If you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask what you will, and it should be done unto you.
Yes, sir.
So I wasn't concerned. I trust him.
That's right.
I trust him so much I didn't count it.
Come on, apostle.
I wasn't concerned about what come back in.
Yes, sir.
I trusted him. I was concerned about what's going out.
Yes, sir.
You get to that point, you're gone, baby. You get to that point.
Yeah.
The devil try to put pressure on you and make you think about what when it gonna come back. Who knows what seed will be your debt cancellation seed?
Who knows?
Your promotion seed, two seed. Your debt cancellation seed. And your promotion seed. Ecclesiastes 11:6 says you don't know what one going to be. It may be the one he just put down.
That's right.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Because God, listen to me, class, God does not have to wait for a favorable condition.
Right.
You don't have to wait.
Come on.
God don't have to wait till you get down to a certain amount to set you free. God can take the whole picture. The bad mistakes you made in finance. How many made a mistake in finance? God will take them and correct them. He won't hold it against you. He'll correct. I know I bought some stuff that I said, what I did this for? Lord, take care of you, though. I'm almost through. Now listen to me very carefully. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I've seen it. Only few in the body of Christ has experienced the result of the power of a seed. People talk about it, but my man, when that seed power started working,
you can't
keep up. And his money just come from everywhere. God just floods you out. I mean, he just sent the most unlikely person with a brown paper bag. And come in and give you money. Says, the Lord told me to give you this. I remember Dr. Fogg. We was in there and people started moving, giving $10,000. Shot one, prayed, bought another thousand. Then a lady come up. She come up, she had $10,000.
Yeah.
And Dr. Fogg had been passing. He said, well, I didn't know that woman had $10,000. But the check was good.
She
sold it.
Yes, sir.
I remember I was in one part of California, and a line of people lined up. Where was
Ontario?
What it was, $1,000?
Yep.
A line of people, huh?
A run.
I mean, thousand after thousand after thousand, in Ontario.
Ontario.
Yep. California. I don't know where I am half of the time, but I know who I am.
Yeah.
I know whose I am.
Yeah.
You don't have to know where you are. Just know who you are.
Apostle?
Yes, sir.
That's good.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, this statement is a statement on finances. I'm not trying to be a racist up in here.
All right.
But you will never ride in the back of the bus again. In your finances.
That's right.
You are on the bus.
Yes.
Matter of fact, one of my sons said, the weather good next week. We gone. But I told I tell my son, now listen to me very carefully. Mm-hmm. I want the RV prepared for me to go what half the fireplace in it.
Come on.
So that means I got a choice.
Right.
Come on.
Because it's a little cool in the morning.
Yeah.
And I won't sit by the fireplace before I go take my walk.
Yeah. Come on.
Y'all can't be happy with me.
Come on, Apostle.
I'm just trying to show you where you're going. Cut the chill off. Knock the chill off in the morning.
Yeah.
My wife sleep a little later. I get up and sit by the fireplace, read and pray. Get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Sit by the fireplace. In the RV.
Yes, sir.
Now, I would have to stop and count the fireplaces in my house.
Come on, Apostle.
Stop and count.
I'm talking about wood fireplace. You got to put wood in.
Yeah. Right.
That boy got a fireplace in the prophet chamber. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My mom just redid all that. If I let one of these jokers stay at my house and they mess up, I'm going to run them down the rest of their life.
Yes,
all the money I done spent to make them comfortable and they come in and act a fool and act like I ain't been a good daddy to them.
Come on, Apostle.
I took that place up. I don't stay back there. They stay back there. I got to close. The truth about sowing, listen very carefully, very few people know about this. Morning and evening seed is setting you free now.
Yes, sir.
I just told you a revelation now. Yeah, sow in the morning, sow in the evening. Morning and evening seed. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
The seed has magnifying power over the harvest. The seed will bring financial rest and refreshing.
Yes.
Let me see, can I get you out of debt and clothing? There's a voice I always go, my father used to preach this voice all the time and get happy. And he started running, I started running behind him. He ain't taking off without me. He knew that. Him and I used to, I got to find this voice though. Some of your boys know what voice I'm looking for. Psalm 126. See, Ron always got my answer. Them other boys just be fumbling around. Psalm 126. You need to help your daddy sometimes looking for stuff. It but the Lord just told me. Psalm 126.
Yes, sir.
This psalm will turn it around for you.
Yes, sir.
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. A sore live a dream life.
Yes, sir.
You can't explain it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A sore live a dream life. Write that down.
Yeah.
A sore live a dream life from God.
Yes, sir.
Dream life. And look how they did it. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. Ha, 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 ha. And our tongue was singing. Sing something out, Terry. Tongue was filled with singing. Then said they among the heathen. We've got to make them talk. The Lord have done great things for them.
Yeah.
And they're passing by my what I can call it now. My mansion day and night.
Yes, sir.
Heathen. Some speak and some don't, but they just got to see it.
Yeah.
The Lord have done great things for us. Well, we're glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the stream in the south. Now look how they did it. Look how it happened. Look at all them. What made it happen? Thank you. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. See, I never told those boys when I come to minister in the church, I'm taking all the money, taking all the offering, everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they still.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'd like to see them in some years to come.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm seeing some fruit now.
Yes, sir.
Because this boy here traveled with me, he got a fireplace too.
Yes, sir.
This boy right here.
Yeah.
He my traveling buddy.
Yes.
He could be sitting by the fireplace like his daddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Praise God.
How many things called? Yeah, he gonna be in a $350,000 one.
Yeah,
with fireplace.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But he didn't always have it.
Right. Right. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
He had a smaller one.
Yeah.
You know, and I would keep looking at him in disgust.
Yeah.
finally, he caught on.
Yeah.
You gonna travel with me? You need a better order.
Yeah.
I put pressure on him.
Yes, sir.
I never told him I liked the other one.
Yes, sir. No, sir.
I know God. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know God had more for him.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Because he's a morning and an evening sore.
Yes, sir.
I got the glory, man. I thank God. I'm blessed. Look what happened here. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Sometimes sowing will make you cry. Sometimes it's tears of joy. And then sometimes, Lord, why you had me to do that? He that goes forth and weepeth, bearing what?
Precious seed.
What kind of seed?
Precious seed.
Precious seed shall doubtless.
Yeah.
Good God Almighty. Come again with rejoicing, not bringing his sheave with him. Started out with a seed. Yes, you come again. Praise God. Glory to God. She said, thank God for the teaching. I am who God says I am. I am at in my giving. I'm gonna read him because she's a sore.
Yeah.
I told my wife, you got a little woman be up there at Jason Church. She just so like she out of mind. She come with a stack of money, just look at you and walk off. There she is, right there. Just as happy as she can be, just happy.
Yeah.
Teachable.
Yeah, right.
Rich and teachable.
Right.
Rich and teachable.
Right.
Rich and teachable. Didn't forget about God.
Right.
God's servant, God's work.
Yeah.
That's the way you got to end up.
Yeah.
Just rejoicing. Just give with rejoicing. Honk some money.
Yeah.
I see you doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, lift your hand. Lift your hand. That's not. Lift your hand.